News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, continues to commend Jamaica's performance under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. This, as it recently approved another disbursement of $80 million following the combined 11th and 12th quarterly performance reviews. In a recent press release, Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chair of the IMF Executive Board, Mitsuhiro Furusawa, said Jamaica's economic reform program, supported by the IMF's Extended Fund Facility, has made major strides. These include restoring macroeconomic stability, pursuing fiscal consolidation, reducing public debt, and undertaking significant tax policy reforms. Mr. Furusawa also commended the new administration for its commitment to fiscal discipline and attempts to spur economic growth, noting that the recently implemented income tax reform represents a bold step in achieving these objectives. He says proper execution of the reform is critical to ensure revenue neutrality and safeguard the revenue base. Strengthening and better targeting conditional cash transfers will help mitigate the impact of the reform on the low-income population. To date, Jamaica has received $748.2 million under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the IMF. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be embarking on a number of infrastructural development projects for the 2016-2017 academic year. Over $38 million have been allocated for infrastructure work to be carried out at 24 early childhood and primary schools. Government will also spend over $218 million to upgrade 16 secondary institutions.
In addition, 27 primary schools will benefit from the installation of partition wall, and $20 million has been allocated towards that initiative.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid was speaking at a GIS think tank session last Tuesday. Additionally, 13 primary schools will benefit under the Early Childhood Revitalization Project at a cost of $16.8 million. 25 communities in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, and St. James are to benefit from a project to expand electricity supply and minimize unauthorized connections. The $1.25 billion project is part of the Street Lighting Installations Loss Reduction and Community Renewal SILC initiative.
This initiative is aimed at civic and security improvements, safety protection, loss reduction, and affordability to our communities that are in especially difficult circumstances.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, speaking at a GIS think tank session recently. Dr. Wheatley says SILC will build on existing arrangements between the Jamaica Public Service, Jamaica Social Investment Fund, and the National Energy Solutions Limited. Meanwhile, the government is seeking to boost renewable energy through research and the development of 6 new hydro sites, expected to save the country $426 million. Minister of Energy, Science and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says feasibility studies have been completed for 5 river projects. He says an additional 6th site has been identified. The hydro sites represent a 33 megawatt capacity and a capital investment of over $100 million. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica has been mandated to start the development with 2 megawatts at the Lawlands River in St. Anne, which is to be done with an estimated $8.9 million and a possible creation of 40 jobs. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Theodore Henry.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside here, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there?
Just memory myself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.